Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Our friend Karen Conti, our legal eagle from Conti and Dolan, because she spent several years representing insurance and insurance coverage matters, and also representing claimants who have been denied. Karen, were you surprised at the ugliness that emerged on social media about United Healthcare after this murder? I don't think her phone's up, or I can't hear her. Okay, they're getting her phone up. We're going to reset that phone, and hopefully she heard that first question. I'm sure she did. Are you there?
Yes, hi. I just heard you for the first time. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, so I was telling what you've done in the past, and, you know, you've represented claimants and insurers, and I was wondering if you were as shocked as I was about the outrage. People weren't supporting the death of Brian Thompson, but people certainly do not like United Healthcare if what we saw on the internet is any evidence of public opinion.
It is a wake-up call. I guess I'm not shocked because everybody has a story. Everybody has a story about who, you know, was denied coverage for what. Even my law partner went in for colonoscopy and United Healthcare denied, coverage for it, something that's preventative and clearly covered by insurance. So everyone has a story. And I just think this is a wake-up call for authorities. I think this is a wake-up call for the government to maybe rethink how we are going to enforce the issue of when an insurance company promises coverage for certain spelled out procedures and medicines and they don't do it, what is going to happen? There have to be ramifications for that. And again, like, we have to be very clear here. I'm not saying that, you know, you go out and murder somebody because you don't like the result of their corporate policies, but it is a wake-up call because people are angry.
Right, and I don't think that they've really cared what we thought in the past. And this is vigilante justice, and he seemed to have an issue with that United Healthcare company. Of course, they've got old college roommates now coming out and spewing stuff about how he couldn't have sex because of a back injury. I don't buy into any of that, but I do question whether the laws are strong enough to make sure that insurers do comply with their policies. I mean, let's face it, there's so much fine print, and if you're not Karen Conti, you don't understand what the legality is or what your coverage really does or does not entail.
Well, and if you look at the numbers here, I mean, United Healthcare profited by $22 billion last year, and the stat is that they deny 17 to 30% of all claims. And most people don't bother to appeal because it's complicated and convoluted and time-consuming, and it's difficult to get doctors to sign things and to do things you need for an appeal. And face it, if you are really sick and you need cancer medicine or you need some urgent surgery, the last time in the world you can afford to hire a lawyer for $100,000 to do a coverage case is at that time, and the insurers bank on that. They know that people don't have the money to do it. So we really do need to have, and this is not about the government getting involved in the insurance industry. It's about law enforcement. If a company promises something and doesn't on a routine basis and does not provide it, that is consumer fraud. And that's punishable by criminal prosecution. It's also can be, you know, the laws can be enforced to say that there might be punitive damages if an insurance company denies coverage, or their wrongful death actions can be brought if somebody dies as a result of not getting what they need. And if we strengthen those laws, my guess would be that the insurance companies would think twice before they do what they're doing.
Well, I have to tell you, most of those claims being denied are denied by artificial intelligence. And when you want to talk to a human, it's simply not possible. I tried to get the Danson Farmer's PET scan because he's been diagnosed with Merkel cell carcinoma, just the PET scan that his doctor said, we have to have this. And I could never get a human to say, hey, can we get this covered or can we not get this covered? You have to fill out a bunch of forms. And at that point, you just I've got to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to pick how you're going to funnel your energy when somebody's very sick. I had a client come to me. He was almost 500 pounds. He desperately needed gastric bypass surgery. He tried every single thing, and he had good insurance. And you know what? They denied it, saying it's cosmetic surgery. Here's a guy who had blood pressure skyrocketing, diabetes, sleep apnea, all of these problems, and they said that he wanted it for cosmetic reasons. Oh. I mean, it was just nonsensical how these insurance companies, and think about how stupid that is, because if you get somebody got gastric bypass, a lot of their medical issues go away, and it's less expensive in the long run. So insurance companies are just making these terrible decisions that I think they need to account for.
And what change in the laws would you suggest to force insurers to cover claims?
I would love to see Attorney General Office, whether it's a state or federal, have a division of insurance claim fraud and have it be that when people start complaining and saying they're not covering this, they're not covering that, and these attorneys general see a pattern of doing that, they then prosecute the insurance company for fraud, and they bring class actions, and they do all those kinds of things. Now, that takes funding, but I think it's well worth it, because if you go bankrupt because of your medical bills, you're going to be on the public dole. So I think it would really make sense for the government to get involved. I would also like to see what we call bad faith laws that strengthen, meaning if an insurance company denies something on a frivolous basis, they will be responsible for 100% of attorney's fees, punitive damages, and, you know, anything else, and any of the resulting injuries that occur. And if those laws were strengthened, I do think that would prohibit of the insurance companies and just make it not worth it for them to do these things.
But what you're talking about is government regulation, and we just had a resounding defeat for government regulation in the election, right? I mean, I think it's kind of
case. This isn't government regulation as much as it is in law enforcement. Any other company that regularly says, I'm going to give you this to keep you alive, and they don't give it to you, that's fraud. I don't care what you call it otherwise. That is a crime. And so I'm not talking about having the government get involved in the day-to-day activities of an insurance company. I'm saying you need to prosecute people who are defrauding people.
I think this is such a huge conversation, and it's unfortunate we're having it now because someone was murdered, but it's
right.
Going to be an ongoing conversation, and I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today, Karen.
All right, Lisa. Take care.